Right, let's over to Andrew, and he's going to share the word of God with us. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Praise his wonderful name. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Genesis, the first book in the Bible. Nia, would you like to pop that up on screen, please? Please. Genesis 39, chapter 39. And we start to read at verse 1. This is the part of the story of Joseph. 39. Genesis chapter 39, verse 1 through to 6. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an Egyptian officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the bodyguard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. And the Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now his master saw that the Lord was with him, and how the Lord caused all that he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor and grace in his sight, and became a personal servant. And he made him overseer of his house, and all that he owned he put in his charge. And it came about that from that time he made him overseer of his house, and all that he owned, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house on account of Joseph. Thus the Lord's blessing was upon all that he owned in the house and in the field. So he left everything he owned in Joseph's charge. And with him he did not concern himself with anything except the food which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. Praise God. This is just the beginning of part of the life of Joseph. Somewhere in the middle of his life, we're talking about this wonderful young man. And today, what I want to speak about is about the faithfulness and dependability of Joseph.
Amen.
The faithfulness and the dependability of Joseph. In other words, the master Potiphar, when he needed something, Joseph was always there.
Amen.
When he needed something to be done, Joseph was always there, or he'd already done it for him. So the master knew that if there was anything that needed to be done, Joseph made sure it happened.
Amen.
Joseph was faithful.
Yes.
He was dependable.
Yes.
The master knew that no matter what happened in his household, he did not have to have a concern. He did not have to worry. He knew that Joseph was dependable. Why was Joseph so dependable? Why was Joseph so faithful? You see, Joseph had been taken as a slave. Now, no matter what position we have in life, we still have to be faithful.
Amen.
And dependable.
That's it. Praise God. Yeah.
Some of you will know that in your jobs that you have, if you were faithful, if you were dependable, If you're there on time, if you always do a good job, somebody in the company comes along and says to you, come with me. Come with me. I'm going to put you in charge of all those people. Right? That's because of dependability, because of faithfulness, because of doing a good job. Is that right? Is that what happened to you? No, not yet. I believe that God will use people. She does a great job. She's faithful. And so when you are faithful and dependable, God will reward you. Don't just look to the rewards of man, but look to the rewards of God. When I worked in industry, I worked for a big company in Doncaster, but I worked for an even bigger company. The kingdom of heaven. God was my boss, and then underneath him were the bosses of this other company, right? They thought they were my bosses. But no, they were not my bosses. God was my boss. When I worked for that company, I worked for God. I made sure that what I did was better than what they wanted. I made sure that what I did, I was better at it than anybody else, because I was doing it to glorify Jesus. And because of that, they said to me, we'll give you a wage rise. And I thought, thank you very much. And I took it. And they gave me another one and another one. Because I wasn't serving them, I was serving God. And God will bless you as you serve him, whether you're in your company. And you think you're working for man. You're not working for man. Man does not employ us. God is in charge. Hallelujah. And God can move the hands of men to come along and give to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God can change things. Amen? When we believe, when we work, and we work as if we, as unto the Lord, all that we do. Joseph, he was a slave. He could have said, well, my father's house is rich, and I'm a son, and my father gave me this beautiful robe, and I'm rich at home. But his brothers took hold of him and said, come on, come on, come on, come on. And they threw him, they threw him in a pit. And they left him there. They were going to leave him there to die. Okay. They threw him in a pit to die. And then suddenly they saw these Ishmaelites coming by. And they thought, ooh, we can sell him. Money, 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 we'll sell him. So they said, we're going to sell him. So they took him and they sold him. Amen? Yet he was the son of a rich man. He was the son of a prince. And he's in prison now. And then when they finally got to Egypt, he was sold again to somebody else. And now he's a slave. He's in shackles in one sense. He has to do as he is told. He could have said, well, I'm not doing anything. At home I have servants to do all that I want. I'm not doing it. But he submitted to the master because he was doing it as unto God. And he was being faithful to God in his work. And God began to bless him. And the master said to him, well done. Well done. He was pleased with him. So he put him in charge of something else. And the master watched him and said, well done. Well done, you're doing great. So then he puts him in charge of everything he's got. The master now does not know how much he's got in his bank. Joseph does. All the master cares about is when he comes home from Pharaoh's court, on the table are meals. And the house is at peace. There's no trouble in the house. The house is at rest. It's a good household to live in. And Potiphar is so delighted by it all because Joseph is being faithful to God. Amen?
Amen.
Today, even today, God is looking for faithfulness.
Yes.
He's looking for dependability. And it is so important for you and I, as children and as believers and followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be dependable,
yes,
to be faithful, so that somebody can come and they can count on you.
Amen.
That's so important. When you're in the army, you train, don't you?
Yeah.
And you train, and when you train, you are dependent on the next person to you. You expect the next person to you in your unit, he's dependable. You can rely on him. He'll watch your back. He'll stand with you. Is that true? Most of the time. We get the odd thing, I suppose. But generally, the reason for that sort of training that you guys went through was to cause you to be dependable and to be supportive to each other in the midst of battle. In the midst of difficulties, that you could stand together as one unit, one force against whatever came against you. And you knew that somebody was there, shoulder to shoulder, pressing through with you.
Amen?
Amen?
Yes. Amen.
So in the Church of Jesus Christ, we need to be dependable, pressing together, pushing through.
Yes.
Pushing against the enemy.
Yeah.
You know, you can try and push a car that won't start on your own. Oh, you're pushing this car, trying to push this car. You get a few more hands on that boot,
yeah,
and it begins to just, off it goes, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know when you see people ploughing fields, and they used to plough fields with ox and ass and horses. If you had one, it might be hard work. But put two together,
yeah,
this is easy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Amen.
That's why Jesus sent his disciples out, two by two.
Yeah.
So together they ploughed the field. Together they took the message. Together they were being faithful to each other and to God. And the message of Jesus Christ was being proclaimed. And so Joseph here is one of those real dependable people.
Yeah.
If you said to Joseph, jump, he'd say, how high?
Yeah?
Yeah? That's what Joseph would, the master would say, jump, he'd say, how high? He was so dependable.
Yes.
He was faithful. Faithful to his master. Faithful to everything that was going on in his life. And as you read there in verse 4, so Joseph found favor. That word favor can often be called grace. He found merit. He found reward because of his faithfulness. And you know, for each and every one of us, as we are faithful to God, as we are faithful in the church together with one another, God will reward us.
Yes.
He said he is faithful and just. And he will reward us.
Yeah.
He will give to us. The Bible tells, there's that, we often quote that scripture, that God gives back to us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall God give to you and to me. He's giving to you, he's giving to me, but it's about that faithfulness. Being there. When it gets tough, you're there. You're pushing. When, you know, when we need to pray and push through, we can push through together. It is better that two agree. He says, when two agree, there Jesus comes into the midst of it. Jesus is there. And so when we stand together, we see the enemy being defeated. Amen? Same at school. When you're at school, you should be the best. And teachers look at you and say, wow. And say, I don't know, do they still sort of have class type leaders and in school and, you know, prefects and all that we used to have when we were kids? Not really anymore. Do they have head boys and girls? Really, they've really lowered the standards then, haven't they? There's nothing to aim for. Glory to Jesus. When I was at school, we had a girl and a boy picked out of the class. And they were faithful. They were good. They were reliable. And so they were the runners for the people that brought the class up to a higher level. And, you know, they were looked at as being important in class. And then in school we had a head boy and a head girl. Part of it was because they were good at what they did, but also part of it was because, not because they were clever, but they were faithful. They were a good example. And you know, when you're a good example, people look at you and watch you and say, follow them. We know that on these streets out here, there are young men and young women who are bad examples. We see on TV, we have pop stars and various other people, and they're bad examples to our youth today. They're drinking, they're taking drugs, they're living loose lives, and they're laughing and saying, this is easy, this is how it should be, and they're saying, there is no God. Well, I'm telling you today, there is a God, there is a judgment day, and there's a day of reckoning before God. And so we have to now stand and say, we have to become the good examples. Are you a good example? Are you a good example? Amen. Good. Hallelujah. I'm glad. You know, donkeys nod. People speak the word. I'm a good example. Are you a good example? One has to think. Who's a good example? I'm going to have to pray for a few of these people and lay hands on them. Glory to Jesus. You know, are you a good example? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, come on, church. Stop being it. Don't be ashamed.
I don't stand and say, if I speak my mind about God, to speak to people, I tell them there's a God.
Amen. So we have to, but you see, a good example as well is when people can look at you and say, what he does, what she does is right, is good. And people say, wow, you know, how did you manage not to punch the lights out when you'd really got a course to do it? You say, well, I just give it to God. And when God punches the lights out, he punches them out. Amen. You know, and just step back and say, let God have a go. Hallelujah. Because God is faithful. God fights my battles. I don't fight battles. I just stand and praise him. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him glory. Hallelujah. And he stands and fights. He sends angels to fight on my behalf and on your behalf when we praise him. Yeah? Our job is to praise him. Our job is to be faithful to him. Our job is to just keep moving in that realm of faithfulness and dependability. So when God says to you, go and do this, he knows that when he gives you that command, he knows he can forget about it. You've gone and done it. Amen? God's looking for the people who are going to go and do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah.
He speaks it once and it's done.
Yeah.
He knows that when God sends a message to you, he knows that the message is on its way and it's actioned already. Yeah. Because he knows you. He knows that relationship that he has with you, and he knows your love towards him and your dependability.
Yeah.
And so in that same way, together, that should come out.
Yeah.
Our relationship of being dependable and supportive and encouraging one another. That's why we come on a Sunday and we gather together. And we gather together to praise him, to give him thanks. We gather together that if we invite people in off the streets, we can share Jesus with them.
Yes.
We can show them, hallelujah, we love the Lord. And we serve a mighty God. We serve a God who heals us and sets us free.
Yes.
When we lay hands on the sick, God ministers life and wholeness.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
But if there's nobody in church, and they walk in, what are they going to get? Nothing either. We have to be here. We are the church. You see, this is brick. Yeah? This is brick. This is not the church. No, this is not the church. Stand up. Stand up. This is the church. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. See that? Eh? See that? Stand up. Stand up. Turn around. Turn around. Turn around. You're right. Just turn around. Bless you. This is the church. Amen? Sit down, bro.
No, I'm not.
Stand up. This is the church.
Amen.
This is church.
Amen.
Amen. This is a building. It's brick.
Brick.
Just a building. You're the church. And people are looking for the church. They're looking for the church. People put their name and say, church. This is not church. You, me, we are the church. We use a building. We use a building. And then people say it's church. No. It's a building of the church. We're the church. You know? Are you alive? Praise God. Are you alive? Are you alive, Joan? Hallelujah. Lively stones. Lively stones. You know, glory to God. I'm alive. Oh, glory to Jesus. Amen. Ah, that's it. Jesus is inside. Amen. You see, Jesus is, this is the church because Jesus is inside. Amen. This is just, it's a building. This is not church. We make it church. We're church. And our faithfulness and our dependability when people come through that door and they're looking for the church. And initially they come through the door and they're looking at the building. This building will not save lives. Won't save souls. But you and I, we point them to Jesus, who saves souls and lives. And then Jesus uses us to lay hands on the sick, and they're healed in Jesus' name. He can use young people. It's not about how old you are, it's about how much. How much do we love him? How much is that relationship with Jesus? Are we in love with him? Because, and it's not about how good you are. It's not about, oh, I'm so good. It's not about that. It's not about that. It's about you, me, and Jesus. It's that relationship, that bond together. He, Jesus, makes us good. Amen? It's Him, Jesus, that makes us good. We don't make ourselves good. He makes us good. I thank God that the Bible says, you and I are made righteous.
Yes.
That means we're made so that we can go into the very presence of God and stand before God and speak to God. Because Jesus has made us righteous. So we can stand in the presence of the living God, the Creator of all things. And you're in the righteousness of Christ. Now the devil might come along and say, pointed little devil comes on and says, he says, you're no good. You're bad. And Jesus says, no. And Jesus says, use this. You know, crush him. Crush him. Grind him down. Crush him. He's a liar. He speaks lies. Crush him. Amen. Go on, practice it. Go on, crush him. Come on, crush the devil. Come on, crush him. Come on, do it. Do it in Jesus' name. Crush him. Come on, crush the devil in the name of Jesus. Come on, run under my feet in Jesus' name. Come on, glory to God. Are you doing it? I don't. Well, that won't even crush a fly, that. Glory to Jesus. If a cockroach came around, you won't crush a cockroach with that. Crush him. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Huh? And praising the Lord. Just keeps crushing the enemy every time. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 18. Luke's Gospel, chapter 18 and verse 1. And it says, now he, Jesus, was telling them a parable to show that at all times they ought to pray and not lose heart. Saying that there was a certain judge who did not fear God and did not respect man. And there was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to him and saying, give me legal protection from my opponent. And for a while he was unwilling. But afterwards he said to himself, even though I do not fear God, nor respect man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will give her legal protection, lest by her continual coming she wears me out. And the Lord heard what the righteous judge said. Now, I'm going to just stop there for a moment. There's a translation that says, this widow woman kept coming to the judge and saying, give me what's legally mine. Give it me. And the judge said, I'm not going to bother. I couldn't care about you or anybody else. And she kept going all the time, give me, give me, give me. And one translation says the judge got to a point, he could see this lady was getting really, you know, and he said, I'm going to give her what she wants, because if I don't, she's going to end up giving me a black eye. That's what the one translation says. If I don't give her what she wants, she's going to give me a punch and give me a black eye. So he said, I'm going to give it to her. We need to press in. We need to demand what belongs to us in the name of Jesus Christ. When the enemy tries to steal from us, God is faithful and just to give back to us. And if we read on further in verse 8, and it says, I tell you that he will bring about justice.
Yes.
Verse 7, let's read from verse 7. And now shall not God bring about justice for his elect, who cry to him day and night, and he will delay longer over them. I will tell you that he will bring about justice for them speedily. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? God is looking to you, to me, and saying, will I find faith on the earth? Will I find faith in your life? Do you have faith? Do you have faith? God is looking at you and me and saying, he's looking for faithful people. He's looking for people who are dependable.
Yes.
You know, when you get some difficulties and you need some help, you pick up the telephone, don't you? And you call a friend. And you say, I need help. I've got a problem. Can you help me? You ring those people you know who are dependable,
yeah,
who are faithful.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You don't ring somebody who you ring them and say, oh yeah, I'll be around in about 10 minutes. And 10 minutes goes by and you never see them. You ring them again, they've turned the phone off.
Yeah.
You get those sort of people. But when you want help, you call the people that you know will come,
yes,
to help you. They're dependable.
Yeah.
They're always there.
Yeah.
When they're doing something else, they'll drop what they're doing and say, what do you want? What do you need? Can I help? And they come. They're dependable.
Yes.
Dependable. When God calls, are we dependable?
Yeah.
When God calls us and said, I want you to come and do this,
yeah,
are you dependable?
Yeah.
Are you faithful? Yeah. Are you giving 100%? To Jesus Christ. Oh, well, I lead a very busy life, you know, and there's only so much I can do. You're robbing yourself. You're robbing yourself. You get greater rewards by serving Jesus than by serving man. And it's important that you put God first. He's the first and the last. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning. He's the end of all things. Everything started with him, and guess what? Everything is going to finish with him.
Amen.
Amen? Oh, you've put me back on that verse, haven't you? And we get back. Everything revolves around Jesus Christ, believe it or not. God delights in his son Jesus, so everything that God does revolves around Jesus. If God is going to bless you, he's going to bless you because of Jesus and nothing else. Hallelujah. Because the faithful ones God will bless. And so, as we know in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, it says, seek first the King of the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Put Jesus right in the center of everything you say and do. Every activity, make Jesus first. And when you make Jesus first, everything else will be sorted out. The devil will get to the point where he says, I can't be bothered. Because he's wasting his time on you. Because you focused on Jesus, you've made Jesus Lord. And every circumstance and every situation, you allow Jesus to come into it. So that he rules. He rules and reigns over all things. And it is so important that we allow that to happen. God is looking for faithfulness. Are we going to be a faithful people? Are we going to be a people that is reliable in the things of God? Are we a people that will stand firm and stand fast for everything that there is in the kingdom of God? I have a prayer here I want to give to every one of you. I might have to print yours bigger, Edwin, but I'll give it you initially. Oh, you got a spyglass, good. That's what you're going to need probably with this one. Hallelujah. Now, I know that maybe some of you still yet can't read English, but I'm sure you'll be able to read English, because when I look at a Nepalese Bible, I think, wow, if you can read Nepalese, I'm telling you, you're going to be able to read English at some stage, because it... Is that not true? Would you agree with me, Charles? Being an Englishman and actually knowing a little bit of Nepalese, it's like, wow, I'm just amazed how you can do it, girls. Glory to Jesus. You go.
I've got an English translation from Chinese and I can't read English.
No, you can't read English. No, well, but can you read Chinese? No. Oh, well, there you go. You're in trouble then, aren't you? Stick to the English version then. Total. There you go, my friend. I might need some help, Dilip. Dilip, what we'll do, I want you to say this exactly as I've written it. You don't need your Bible. You're just making it look like you're very godly and very holy, bringing that along. I know you are. Hallelujah. The prayer. Are you ready? This is a prayer that is, I wrote down, I thought this is a good prayer for us to pray to be dependable. I mean, if you want to get it translated into Nepalese, I think it's a good prayer for everyone to be praying, because it's important for the growth of the church here, and it's important for your growth as well. Can you remember that?
Permission, धेरै हामी अगाडि बढेको परमेश्वर चाहनुहुन्छ।
Okay. And the prayer goes like this. Lord, I ask you to help me to become faithful and dependable.
अनि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ हामी माग्छौँ, मलाई चाहिँ तपाईँले चाहिँ मद्दत गर्नुहोस् अनि म चाहिँ इन्डिपेन्डेन्ट, म चाहिँ आफै म परमेश्वरको लागि म उभिएर काम गर्न सकौँ भनेर परमेश्वरलाई हामी माग्नु आवश्यक छ.
I want to be the kind of person others can rely upon.
अनि म चाहिँ यस्तो मलाई बनाउनुहोस्, अरूले चाहिँ मलाई चाहिँ विश्वास गर्न सकेको होस्.
I ask you to forgive me for those times when I got so lazy and did not care about others and things I had to do and did not follow through on my commitment.
मलाई क्षमा गर्नुभएको होस् अनि गएका दिनहरूमा मैले कति गल्तीहरू गरे अनि मैले कति म अल्छी भएर कति मैले कामहरू गरिन होला परमेश्वरको लागि अनि त्यसको लागि चाहिँ मलाई चाहिँ क्षमा गर्नुहोस् अनि म परमेश्वरको लागि अगाडि बढ्न सकेको हुन आउने दिनमा.
And in the end, I let people down.
अनि अन्तमा चाहिँ अन्त्यको दिनमा चाहिँ म परमेश्वरको लागि म काम गर्नेछु अनि कसैलाई पनि म त्यस्तो गर्ने छैन.
So we're asking God to forgive us for letting people down and not doing what God asked us to do.
अनि म चाहिँ परमेश्वरको लागि चाहिँ हामीलाई क्षमा दिनुभएको परमेश्वरको लागि चाहिँ म आउने दिनमा काम गर्नेछु म कसैलाई पनि त्यस्तो धोका दिन्न भनेर परमेश्वरसँग हामी माग्नेछौँ.
Now the next part of the prayer says this: I thank you for the gifts and talents you have given to me.
अनि परमेश्वरलाई चाहिँ हामी धन्यवाद म तपाईँलाई दिदछु. तपाईँले हामीलाई धेरै तपाईँले आशिष दिनुभयो अनि तपाईँले हामीलाई बुद्धि दिनुभयो त्यसको लागि परमेश्वरलाई म तपाईँलाई धन्यवाद दिदछु.
Help me to grow into a person that you and others will know that I can be trusted.
Ani malai chai parmeshwar malai hami mangna aawashyak chha malai madad garnus parmeshwar pita ani ma chai aru le malai chai bishwas garna sakeko hos bhanera malai chai tyo malai chai tyo shakti malai dinuhos.
And I pray this prayer in Jesus' name.
अनि यो हामी प्रार्थना चाहिँ येशू ख्रीष्टको नाममा हामी प्रार्थना गर्दछौँ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God wants you to be faithful. God wants you to be trustworthy. God wants to know that when He gives us something to do, He knows we will do it. He knows that we will carry through. He knows that we will keep going and going and going because God said so.
Amen.
Even though it gets tough at times, we will keep going and going and going because God said so.
Yes.
See, God loves us so much that He gives us things that He feels are very important and He knows they're important, and He gives you and I the responsibility to carry them through for His praise and for His glory. And so today, the Lord is looking for faithfulness, dependability in His people. It's not just about attending the building and gathering together as a group of people, but it's about being there, being able to stand in the gap. He says in Ezekiel, and He says, God looks for a man to stand in the gap, to intercede, to stand before Him on behalf of our nations, on behalf of the area where we live. God is looking for men and women of the kingdom to stand in the gap and to be counted. And let me tell you this: there is not many who will stand in the gap and be counted. There are few. Will you be there when God calls? Will you stand in that gap? Will you be there? You know, we're coming up to the time of Christmas. You know, we want to take the opportunity of presenting the gospel at Christmas time to the people outside that live all around us. We want to tell them about Jesus. What a great opportunity. So we can tell them Jesus loves them. Jesus is Lord. And Jesus came as a baby. And He came and He died on a cross. And He rose again on that third day.
Yes,
to give life.
Amen.
To give eternal life.
Amen.
To forgive sins.
Yeah.
And to set people free.
Right.
I thank God today that my sins, are your sins forgiven? Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Are your sins forgiven? Yeah. That's right, the Bible says you're a new creation. You're brand new. Hallelujah. And no matter what the world says, It's not what they say about you, it's what God says about you. It's not what people say about you and me, it's what God says about you and me. Amen? And God says He loves you. Amen? He says He loves you with an everlasting love. Amen? Praise His wonderful name. So, let God see your faithfulness. Let God see your dependability. And let us together stand and declare the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. And as I say, Wednesday, 7:30, be here if you can. Be great. Become more, even more dependable than what you are. And let's press in and fight the battle. We'll pray in Nepalese. We'll pray in English. We'll pray in tongues. Whatever. Hallelujah. And we'll see God move in power. Amen? Yes. Praise the Lord. We'll take up our tithes and our offerings as we give to the Lord and give Him praise for what He's done for us. Praise His wonderful name. Glory to Jesus. We can sing "I'm a New Creation" as we take up our offering, can't we? Who's done the offering? I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. All things are passed away, I've been born again. More than a conqueror, that's who I am. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. All things are passed away, I've been born again. More than a conqueror, that's who I am. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. Because of you, I live in victory. Because of you, I've been set free. I am redeemed. I live eternally. Jesus, I'm blessed in all I do. Because of you. Because of you, I live in victory. Because of you, I've been set free. I am redeemed. I live eternally. Jesus, I'm blessed in all I do. Because of you, I'm a new creature. I'm a brand new man. All things are passed away, I've been born again. More than a conqueror, that's who I am. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. All things are passed away, I've been born again. I'm more than a conqueror, that's who I am. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. One more time. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. All things are passed away, I've been born again. More than a conqueror, that's who I am. I'm a new creation.
creation. I'm a brand new man.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord.